This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, constitutional clunkers, a law professor's thorough and entertaining read of the arcane clauses and lesser-known provisions of our founding documents. And Gods and Gangs, stories of leaving the death sentence of gang life in Central America for the promise of an afterlife in the evangelical faith. Plus, Russians favor crystal balls over modern meds for curing their maladies. But first, NHPR executive editor John Greenberg is here with a PolitiFact check from the campaign trail. John, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
You fact-checked a statement made by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is gaining in the polls now nationally among Republican voters. We've got a clip of him ready, but give us a little context. Where and when was he speaking?
He was at his headquarters in Manchester, and this was something of a comeback visit. There was a lot of enthusiasm. As you said, he's been rising in the polls, and there were a lot of enthusiastic supporters there, and he was essentially cheering them on.
Here's Newt.
That you have to repeal Dodd-Frank because it is a disastrous bill. Dodd-Frank does to the financial services industry what Obamacare does to health. And if you go to any community bank, community banks are 12% of the banks right now and 40% of the loans to small business. And they're being destroyed by the Dodd-Frank bill.
So, John, what were you checking for here?
Well, he said that community banks are being destroyed by Dodd-Frank. And that's a pretty straightforward statement that you can put to the truthometer.
And how did Newt measure up?
Well, he got a big fat false on the truthometer. And the reason is the first question you've got to ask is, how are community banks doing? And the reality is Dodd-Frank has been around for about a year, and community banks are doing better in that past year. We went to the data that's collected by the FDIC, that's the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and you see that return on assets, which is the basic yardstick for saying whether or not banks are profitable, for banks of this size has basically doubled in the past year. In fact, if you take a look at that benchmark, you got to go back to the first quarter of 2008 when it was higher. So it's basically just been recovering. And it's kind of difficult to say that a particular act is destroying a section of the industry when, in fact, they're doing better.
In fact, doubling in the past year, that would suggest to me a kind of pants on fire ruling. Why did you withhold that?
Well, because I think that it's sort of like the distinction between first and second degree homicide. I mean, what was the issue here? Was he intentionally wrong? Was this premeditated murder of the truth? No, it was probably just sort of unintentional, perhaps a convenient murder of the truth.
So a murder of passion of the truth. There's remaining legislation associated with Dodd-Frank that has yet to be defined and enacted. Anything that could result in the kind of disastrous outcome that Gingrich warned of?
Sure. If you talk to the trade group that represents the community banks, the Independent Community Bankers Association, they've got two big looming concerns out there. One involves what are going to be the rules of the road for something called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they're very concerned about that. And then there's another element called, this is really great, QRM. Everyone loves that. Qualified residential mortgages. It really has to do with sort of a definition of the safest mortgages that are put out there. Those are two very big issues. They're very concerned about that. However, one of the vice presidents at the Independent Community Bankers Association told me, he said, look, you know, Dodd-Frank is only about one half implemented so far. And in our negotiations with the federal regulators, they've been very responsive to us in the way that whole bill was written. We got a very fundamental distinction that we were looking for, separate us from the mega banks. And we got that, and we're consistently getting different treatment under the law. So in general, the jury is still out. He says it's too early to tell, but so far they've been winning some battles with the regulators.
Well, thanks for the news from the trail, John.
My pleasure.
Okay, so you're wearing your suit today. Are you
a rarity? Yes.
Are you going to be carrying the truthometer out today?
Yes, I'm going to be going out and seeing President Obama when he speaks in Manchester.
Which, of course, is not an official campaign stop.
No, not at all. No, this is just simply him informing the American public.
John Greenberg, executive editor here at NHPR. He's representing today for the PolitiFact New Hampshire Partnership. That's with PolitiFact, the Nashua Telegraph, and the Valley News. And you can hear their truth-o-meter tests of candidate statements right here on Word of Mouth.